I want to begin the sermon a little different this morning. We're going to play a little word game. I need you to fill in the blank. Here we go. That man is as blank as an ox. Strong. He is blank as an owl. He's wise. He is blank as a mule. Stubborn. He is blank as a sheep. There's a lot of different words that could go in there. We got to watch which ones we use in front of the children. But if you have a D-U-M-B or helpless, weak. Well, as I said earlier, today is Good Shepherd Sunday. Scripture tells us that Jesus is the Good Shepherd and you are the sheep of his pasture. Now, being one of his sheep, there comes a problem there. When you admit that you are one of Jesus' sheep, you're admitting that you are dumb, weak, and helpless. And that's why you need a shepherd. And not just any shepherd will do. You need the Good Shepherd. When we think of the Good Shepherd, our minds conjure up pictures of Jesus leading his flock through green pastures, or like our hymn we just sang, maybe having a lost lamb draped over his shoulders. And we come up with all kinds of really comforting pictures that puts us at peace. But there's one picture also, when we think of our Good Shepherd, that we must never forget. It's the picture of blood flowing from the broken body of the sacrificial lamb as he hangs nailed to the cross of Calvary in your stead. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. It's a difficult and dangerous life for sheep in the Middle East. Wandering away from the flock can mean certain death. In the open pastures, there are packs of wolves roaming around, hoping to single out one from the flock, hoping to chase them down and kill them. But it is the shepherd who is able to fend off the wild animals and save the sheep. Thieves are also on the prowl. As the sheep go over hill and valley and get spread out, thieves will try to imitate the voice of the shepherd, hoping to lead sheep away and steal them. But usually the shepherd has a special call that his sheep are familiar with. The sheep will only follow the shepherd's voice. They flee from imitation. The job of the shepherd, obviously, it is a difficult one. It's more than just hanging out, sitting on a rock while the sheep eat. As the shepherd is required to move the flock from green pasture to green pasture, it takes a lot of pasture to feed sheep. And while he is out searching for abundant grazing, there's always the problem of water for his flock to drink. And the sheep don't require just any water. They need slow-moving water or still water. The reason being, if they wade out into a stream that's moving too quickly, the sheep, being very top-heavy, lose their balance and fall down into the water, and the wool fills up and the sheep drown. Finally, at the day's end, the shepherd leads the sheep into the sheepfold, or a corral, for other words. This sheepfold has high stone walls the whole way around to prevent thieves from climbing in. And there's a single door. And at that door, there is a guard posted to keep strangers from coming in and sheep from escaping. Now, while four-legged sheep have all kinds of dangers, Christian sheep also are surrounded by dangers, not just physical, but spiritual as well. I'm sure you're aware that churches all around the United States today are installing metal detectors, worried about wolves in sheep's clothing sneaking in with intent to hurt or harm the flock. It was just this very week I got an email that was inviting me to firearms training for active shooter response in the church. It wasn't local. It was up in Fort Wayne. And interestingly enough, the name of the church where the training was being held is Abundant Life. Sheep are unwittingly threatened by wolves in shepherd's clothing. Some of these shepherds are proclaiming gospels that are false. They want you to follow your heart. Go for the pleasures of your own desires, be it materialism, secularism, or hedonism. Many of them, Abundant Life, they preach a prosperity gospel. Oh, God will bless you with your abundant life now if you only pray hard enough and believe hard enough and do enough good works. And all the while, when they preach their prosperity gospel, they are denying the true marks of Christ's church. Those marks being wherever the Lord's gospel is proclaimed correctly and the sacraments are administered according to Christ's institution. You know that those wolves, the thieves and robbers, you don't know who they are. They always try to blend in, make you feel comfortable with them. As you think about those sheep going into their sheep pen, it is for their safety, just as for you being in this flock is for your spiritual safety. In the sheepfold, the guard has been entrusted by the authority of the Good Shepherd to stand watch and guard. In the sheepfold of the church, God has entrusted your pastor with his authority to stand watch and guard you in your spiritual life. In the stead and by the command of the Good Shepherd. The guard prevents thieves and robbers and wild animals from entering the pen. And besides, we know the sheep aren't going to follow just anybody outside into the cover of darkness as the thieves do their evil work. No, the faithful sheep wait to hear the voice of the shepherd. Sheepfolds would be used by several shepherds. Multiple flocks of sheep, all in the same pen. And early in the morning before the sun rises, the shepherd comes. How does he distinguish which sheep are his own? Once he is recognized by the guard as the rightful good shepherd, he calls out to his sheep, maybe by name. And while it is still dark, the sheep know his voice and they come out and follow him to green pastures. I'm sure parents can understand this. We know that babies inside their mother's womb, even inside, recognize the voice of mom and dad. And if they're born, as they grow, if they're scared or afraid of something, they go for the comfort of the voice of their parents, of the one who is entrusted to protecting them. This is why it is important to be here in worship. It's why it's important to remain in God's Word. Because when you hear the voice of the Good Shepherd continually over and over again, you will always recognize his voice. When you're out in the world, you'll be able to determine immediately who the false prophets are, who the wolves in sheep's clothing are, and who are the thieves, who are intent on killing you or leading you astray from the true doctrine of the gospel. By knowing the voice of your good shepherd, when someone comes to you and says, "Oh, God, we call him many different names, Muhammad, Allah, Buddha, whoever, but they all lead to the same place, well, you know that is a false shepherd. When they tell you that there's many ways to get to heaven, you know that is a wolf in sheep's clothing. When they tell you to follow your heart and focus on your desires, you know that is not the good shepherd. More wolves in shepherd's clothing. They're looking to divide the flock. They're looking to devour and to kill the sheep. You must flee. False teachers proclaim salvation comes from your works and your deeds. They promise you green pastures of prosperity here on earth and a trouble-free life. But those are just merely thieves and robbers and strangers, hoping to steal from you the promises that Jesus gives to you, the gifts that Christ has won on the cross for you. During Jesus' earthly ministry, your good shepherd always taught and did his miracles under the light of day, never in the darkness. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me, whoever follows the good shepherd, he will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus is your good shepherd, and he leads you into that light of light. And he is not only just a good shepherd in our text. He tells us that he himself is the door of the sheepfold. What can this possibly be? It means that only through Jesus do you have access to eternal life. He says, "If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." Brothers and sisters, you recognize the voice of the Good Shepherd because it's revealed to you in word and sacrament. His voice doesn't make demands on you of what you have to do and what you absolutely cannot do. His voice calls out to you and draws you to himself. He's already done all the work. He comes to give you his gifts. He leads you out into green pastures where he feeds you with the free gift of his word and his body and blood given and shed for you. His pastures are lush and green, full of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Yes, it is true, Jesus came so that you may have life abundantly. But the thieves and robbers distort this verse. Yes, the Good Shepherd leads us out into lush green pastures where you have everything that you need. No, it may not be a life of material wealth or worldly success, but it is an abundant life of meeting your everyday needs and the promise of everlasting life, an abundant life into life everlasting through faith in Jesus, living in his kingdom, which has no end. The Good Shepherd leads you safely in and out. And you have this promise going with you regardless of wherever you go. Because Jesus has already walked that road ahead of you. He has borne your sins and your griefs and your sorrows. He has put to death all your sins on the cross of Calvary. And he promises that he will never leave you nor forsake you. It doesn't matter how dark your path gets. Your good shepherd is with you, by your side, his rod and his staff to comfort and guide you. He continually cleanses and restores his flock. So while sheep may be weak and helpless, in the big picture, being a sheep is not a bad thing. It's an everlasting thing. Being sheep of the Good Shepherd. You are the sheep of the Shepherd. He has laid down his life for you on the cross at Mount Calvary. Through faith in Jesus, You do have life, abundantly and to the full. You have it this very day because you have the promise of the forgiveness of your sins and everlasting life. You have security and freedom in Jesus' promises, the promise of salvation and life to the full. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.